Welcome to the Coffee Hour with Sarah.
And Andy. It's so fun when we do that backwards.
It confuses my brain a lot. Extra coffee this morning.
I started to say good Monday morning, but it's not Monday.
It's not Monday.
It's Tuesday.
It's definitely Tuesday.
I spent all of yesterday at the LCMS Youth Ministry Symposium. Had a chance to meet up with a number of people who were attending the symposium and get their thoughts on that. All about young adults and the research we've been doing. And I can't wait to share the stories. We'll get to those later on, like in the next week or so. I'm excited to share them. So it feels like Monday.
It's Tuesday, and it's convention season.
It is. We're going to be conventional today.
Okay.
That was really bad.
I don't think we're ever conventional.
Anything but conventional. But we have to be conventional today because of our illustrious guest.
Yes.
Guest. I can't speak.
It's early yet.
Nope. It's Tuesday morning. Yes. In studio. We have the secretary of the LCMS,
good
Reverend morning. Reverend Dr. John Sias.
That's it.
Yeah.
Good to be with you.
Yeah.
Glad to have some time in studio with you, sir, and talk about all things convention.
Yes, I am actually fresh back from the North Dakota District Convention, which kicks off the season of district conventions.
Those early birds in North Dakota.
Always in January, this year in Dickinson, the far west side.
How fun.
So it was great.
Was it warmer there than we are here?
Warmer than it is today. It was
really?
up in the 30s.
Wow.
It was actually really nice for Western North Dakota in January. So we were blessed.
So district conventions and... Oh, sorry. I'm stealing the talking...
The token has been passed.
I know. I'm stealing it. District conventions. What... are district conventions all about? What is the purpose of district conventions? I know this year we have district conventions, and the following year we have our synod's convention.
Right.
What are district conventions about?
Well, to think about district conventions, we've got to think about the purpose of synod as a whole. Synod, the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod, is a voluntary association of congregations, preachers and hearers all over the country, 6,000 or so congregations that have joined together under the Word of God to pursue their common goals and objectives, to look out for each other, to provide the sorts of institutions like seminaries, colleges, universities that they can't provide on their own, to do international mission and things like that. And the synod started out as a handful of congregations in 1847 and grew, divided into districts in 1854 and then moved to delegate conventions in 1872. And so the district conventions we have are the closest legislative bodies, you might say, to the congregations that make up the synod. And so they get together, the congregations, the parishes of all the districts, every 3 years to think about what they're doing together and to work on their participation as a group in the synod as a whole. So they'll look at how their district is organized, who their officers are, whether the supervision and care of the churches is taking place as it ought, and perhaps if they have common mission activities, campus ministry or a ministry to an Indian reservation or a new church start or who knows what. They'll work on those projects and commit as a group to getting behind them and getting things moving.
Awesome. That sounds really exciting.
It can be. And I'll tell you, the North Dakota District Convention was a great time. It's a beyond all the administrative work, it's an opportunity to get together and meet folks from other congregations and see the pastors that are working in area, hear some other pastors preach, and just rejoice at the gifts that God is spreading far and wide among our sister congregations all over the place.
I imagine there's a lot of fellowship that happens at these that you don't normally get to have, especially in districts maybe where your churches are spread really far apart.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and as a secretary, I was there as a parliamentarian and at synod convention, I'm taking the minutes, so have limited opportunity to participate in the fellowship, which often runs late into the night, but it's a great time.
Okay, you said parliamentarian.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
The guy with the synod bylaws and Robert's rules that sits and tries to make sure everything takes place in good order.
Oh, Robert's rules.
All for the sake of good order.
It's true. That's true. So how does this funnel up maybe or down to synod conventions?
Right. Well, the districts are responsible for things that happen in their own place if they have their own mission projects or that sort of deal or their own officers. But they also get to participate in setting out the mission objectives and priorities for synod for the next 3 years. We operate on a 3-year cycle. And so bubbling up from the very bottom, congregations and circuits, which are a collection of 7 to 20 congregations, can forward proposals for mission objectives or priorities for the district to consider and decide what North Dakota or another place thinks Synod ought to focus on for the next 3 years. And then those percolate up in 2019, in July, to the Synod Convention, where Synod will adjust its priorities and decide what it together is going to do for the congregations and on their behalf.
So let's talk about the Synod Convention 2019. You said that's July 2019. Is it in a different location or a same location?
It is not in Dickinson, North Dakota. But it could be some year, you know. It's a great place.
One can dream.
One can always dream. And Dickinson in July is pretty nice, you know. Maybe higher rates than in January. Our convention will be in Tampa, Florida. Think about the rates there. It'll be a little sticky, but the fellowship will be good. We're excited about it. It's the theme this go-round is Joyfully Lutheran, and so kind of a fun play on words there. But the Synod Convention is where delegates from all the Synod congregations, they get together in groups of 7 to 20 congregations or so, and elect a pastoral delegate and a lay delegate representing that circuit, and they will go off to the Synod Convention where we consider, you know, the things that Synod administers together and how a Synod is serving for and on behalf of the congregations. Matters of keeping us together in doctrine, studying together, worshiping together, how we function together as a Synod, and any other overtures, that is requests for Synod action that come up from congregations and circuits and districts. That's the main business of the convention, considering all those things and deciding what we're going to do.
And that process, it comes back to what we were talking about earlier with having a parliamentarian. It's a very structured process for the sake of good order. And that includes various committees as well, right?
Right. Yeah, it's a large convention. You know, we've got on the order of 1,000 delegates. So it's a big group and even more than a district convention, a challenge to kind of keep order and keep business moving. And so the parliamentary rules serve that purpose. But a big part of the convention and a lot of the work happens in the floor committees, which consider all the proposals for action that come up from congregations and districts and try to get those in good shape for presentation to the convention floor so that we don't spend a lot of time fixing the grammar and moving minor things around. Things come in, ready to be considered. And so those floor committees will meet once before the convention over floor committee weekend earlier in the summer. And then they'll meet just before the convention to hear input and get things in final good shape.
So then they bring all that they've worked on to convention ready for that discussion and decision making at convention.
Right. There's actually kind of a cool flow chart. I should have looked up where it can be found. But if you remember how a bill becomes a law, this goes back to about the time of Socrates, but I remember it from my youth, and it's kind of that for Synod conventions, and it shows proposals percolating up as overtures and going to the floor committees and becoming resolutions, and they all hope to grow up and become a resolution adopted by the convention.
So we need to make Schoolhouse Rock. But the LCMS version.
Yeah, I don't know what copyrights I'm violating here, but that's kind of the theme.
Just under a minute left. What are some of the items or topics that you think you expect to hear in district conventions or maybe even synod convention in the coming year?
Right. Well, you know, we're always seeing new opportunity for mission and opportunity to revitalize what we've been doing for years, but we've got limited resources with which to do it. And so that's always an interesting discussion for the congregations that really are the owners of the synod to take up their ownership and tell those that are doing things day to day what they want done. So that's a great opportunity. Also, the opportunity to adjust Synod's mission priorities as a whole, look at what's out there, what we're facing in our culture, what the church can do for people around us, and to get those things set in motion.
Very good. Well, looking forward to hearing about all your travels as you travel out to district conventions and preparing for synodical convention as well. Our guest today, the Reverend Dr. John Sias, Secretary of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. Thanks so much for coming over and preparing us for convention season.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Coming up in just a little bit, we head to Concordia University, Chicago. And meet one of the newest staff there. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin as well for supporting the Coffee Hour.